Hey, so I came across something really interesting this week that I think is worth unpacking. It's a study just published in Radiology, Artificial Intelligence out of Korea, and it's all about using artificial intelligence to measure something we rarely quantify objectively, how fast we're actually aging at the cellular level, based on chest x-rays. Now, I know what you're thinking. What does my chest x-ray have to do with how old I'm getting? But here's the thing. It turns out that deep learning models trained on chest radiographs can pick up on subtle patterns of aging that are invisibly tied to mortality risk. And not just overall death risk, but cause-specific mortality from cardiovascular disease, cancer, even respiratory disease. So let's talk about what they actually did. This was a big cohort study in Korea. Thousands of people and researchers used deep learning to estimate what they call radiographic age from routine chest x-rays. Think of it like this. I looked at all these radiographs and learned what healthy aging lungs look like at different life stages. Then they applied that to individual patients and said, based on your chest x-ray, your lungs look like someone who's this age. Quote, the key insight? They compared that radiographic age to the patient's actual chronological age. If your radiographic age is significantly older than your real age, you've got accelerated aging. If it's younger, you've got decelerated aging. Here's where it gets compelling. People with accelerated aging, we're talking 5 or more years older on their chest x-rays than their actual age. They had about a 26% higher risk of dying from any cause. For women, it was even worse, 52% higher. And this held true across multiple causes of death: cardiovascular mortality, cancer mortality, respiratory mortality. The effect was consistent. On the flip side, and this is important, people with decelerated aging, where their radiographic age was younger than their actual age, that was actually protective. They had lower mortality risk. But here's where the study gets really interesting. They didn't just look at a single snapshot in time. For people who had 3 or more chest x-rays over follow-up, they could track what they call aging velocity, basically. How fast is your radiographic age increasing year to year? And this becomes a much stronger predictor than baseline status alone. When aging velocity was accelerated, increasing by more than 1.5 years per year, mortality risk shot up. We're talking about 51% higher risk in men and 71% higher in women. That's substantial. Conversely, in women with decelerated aging velocity, the mortality rate was cut roughly in half. What I find really compelling about this is the gender difference here. Women seem to show stronger associations across the board. That suggests that aging patterns, at least as captured by chest radiographs, might manifest differently between sexes, and that's something worth paying attention to. The other thing that stands out is the shift from a static biomarker to a dynamic one. We're used to thinking of risk factors as snapshots: your cholesterol level at a given moment, your blood pressure reading. But aging isn't really a snapshot, is it? It's a process. And what this study suggests is that tracking how fast that process is accelerating might be far more predictive than any single measurement. The researchers make the point that this is a cost-effective, non-invasive way to assess aging. Chest x-rays are routine imaging. They're not expensive, they're not time-consuming, and yet the information baked into them, when you have an AI model good enough to extract it, seems to outperform traditional clinical risk factors for predicting mortality. So what does this mean practically? Well, if these findings hold up and get validated in other populations, you could imagine chest x-rays becoming not just a tool for detecting pneumonia or cancer, but a window into someone's biological aging trajectory. You could imagine clinicians using this to identify people who are aging faster than expected and getting them into intensive prevention programs. The broader takeaway is that there's probably a lot of prognostic information hidden in imaging data that we're not currently extracting systematically. And as deep learning gets better and better, at pattern recognition. We're going to find more of these signals. The paper is published in Radiology, Artificial Intelligence. It's a cohort study, so you should take the usual caveats, but it's solid work from a well-powered study. If you're working in preventive medicine or mortality prediction, this is definitely worth a read.